Not a single light out there, except for the moon. The trees rushed by, writhing like spontaneous dancers at a tent show revival. The road rushed under us. I looked at the speedometer and saw he was up to 80 miles an hour. We were riding the bullet right now, he and I. The dead drive fast.
Yeah, the bullet. I rode it.
Nah, he said. He drew on his cigarette, and once again I watched the little trickles of smoke escape from the stitched incision on his neck.
You never. Especially not with your father. You got into the line all right, but you were with your ma. The line was long, the line for the bullet always is, and she didn't want to stand out there in the hot sun. She was fat even then, and the heat bothered her. But you pestered her all day. Pested, pested, pested. And here's the joke of it, man. When you finally got to the head of the line, you chickened, didn't you?
I said nothing. My tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth. His hands stole out, the skin yellow in the light of the Mustang's dashboard lights, the nails filthy, and gripped my locked hands. The strength went out of them when he did, and they fell apart like a knot that magically unties itself with the touch of the magician's wand. His skin was cold and somehow snaky.
Didn't you?
Yes, I said. I couldn't get my voice much above a whisper. When we got close and I saw how high it was, how it turned over at the top, and how they screamed inside when it did, I chickened out. She swatted me, and she wouldn't talk to me all the way home. I never rode the bullet.
Until now, at least. You should have, man. That's the best one. That's the one to ride. Nothing else is as good, at least not there. I stopped on the way home and got some beers at that store by the state line. I was going to stop over at my girlfriend's house, give her the button as a joke.
He tapped the button on his chest, then unrolled his window and flicked his cigarette out into the windy night.
Only you probably know what happened.
Of course I knew. It was every ghost story you'd ever heard, wasn't it? He crashed his Mustang, and when the cops got there, he'd been sitting dead in the crumpled remains with his body behind the wheel and his head in the back seat, his cap turned around backward and his dead eyes staring up at the roof. And ever since, you see him on Ridge Road, when the moon is full and the wind is high. We will return after this brief word from our sponsor. I know something now that I didn't before. The worst stories are the ones you've heard your whole life. Those are the real nightmares.
Nothing like a funeral, he said and laughed. Isn't that what you said? You slipped there, Al. No doubt about it. Slipped, tripped, and fell.
Let me out, I whispered. Please.
Well, he said, turning toward me, we have to talk about that, don't we? Do you know who I am, Alan?
You're a ghost, I said. He gave an impatient little snort, and in the glow of the speedometer, the corners of his mouth turned down.
Come on, man, you can do better than that. Fucking Casper's a ghost. Do I float in the air? Can you see through me?
He held up one of his hands, opened and closed it in front of me. I could hear the dry, unlubricated sound of his tendons creaking. I tried to say something, I don't know what, and it doesn't really matter because nothing came out.
I'm kind of a messenger, Staub said. Fucking FedEx from beyond the grave. You like that? Guys like me actually come out pretty often, whenever the circumstances are just right. You know what I think? I think that whoever runs things, God or whatever, must like to be entertained. He always wants to see if you'll keep what you already got, or if it can talk you into going for what's behind the curtain. Things have to be just right, though. Tonight they were. You out all by yourself, mother sick, needing a ride.